The Dharam Perik Gimel Mishnah Tess, more on idioms in the time of the Mishnah and their repercussions regarding the Dharam. In all these cases, again, it's going to be interpreted based on the normal usage of these expressions or these words, these idioms in the time of the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah will talk about the terms Yilodim and Noladim. Now, those terms both are used in the Tanakh to refer to people who are yet to be born, as well as people in other usages, it refers to people who already had been born. So these are ambiguous in terms of the usage in the Tanakh. So our Mishnah is going to address, well, how they're used in the today, quote-unquote, meaning today in the time of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Hanoder mena ha-yilodim. Yilodim is used in Sefer Yoshua to refer to people who had already been born, whereas in Shemos it's referred to people who are yet to be born. But the Mishnah here says if someone uses that expression Yilodim, the time of the Mishnah, Mutar Benoladim, they are not going to be restricted, the Neder won't restrict or pertain to people who are Noladim, people who are yet to be born. Okay, so Yilodim just means people already alive. Minha Noladim, on the flip side, if one used the expression Noladim in his Neder, so then, says the Tanakhama, Asur b'yilodim, that applies to everybody, both people who are yet to be born, as well as people who already are born. Okay? Reb Meir takes issue with that. Reb Meir matir af b'yilodim. Reb Meir disagrees. Now, the words of the Mishnah, af b'yilodim, which literally mean even yilodim, people who are yet to be born, even who people who already have been born, the Gemara says it doesn't string together, and it really rewrites the Mishnah with a chzer mechzra. So it's to be read, Rebbe Meir Omer, Rebbe Meir held, Kashem sha'anoder min ha-yilodim mutar benoladim. Just the same way, the first part of the Mishnah says that yilodim only refers to people who already were born, but doesn't apply to people who are yet to be born. Kach gam hanoder min ha-noladim, someone who takes the net against noladim, so mutar b'yilodim, they are only restricted to people who are yet to be born, but not applying to people who already have been born. Okay, so in other words, bottom line is that Reb Meir says that noladim and yilodim are actually mutually exclusive. They don't overlap. Noladim means people who are in the future to be born. Yilodim, people who already have been born. And the Tanakhama holds no. The expression noladim means everybody, both past and future. The Chacham Omrim, that's the third sheet, that's the Chacham, which is actually pretty different. Chacham, they argue with Reb Meir, and they hold that the expression Noladim doesn't just mean people who already were born, but it actually means also to mean something different. It includes anyone who is of the type who gives birth to live babies. So, as the Mishnah says, Chacham Omrim, the Chacham hold lo niskaven zeh, ela b'mi shedarka leholid. When someone says noladim, he meant anybody who sires, who births any species that gives birth to living children, and therefore means humanity, human beings in general, whether they have been born, will be born, it's human beings as a species who give birth, those are the people who are included, i.e. everybody.